Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Standing in the gap between the living and the dead. I mean, think about it. Great disaster was coming to Israel. Kor's rebellion had rose up, you know, in Israel. And, you know, God's just trying to do something, and Kor's got an idea. And thinking that it was Moses, but long story short, this huge thing happened where the earth opened up and swallowed Korah and his family, and fire came down from heaven and swallowed up 250 of the Alinsky children. And then all of a sudden a plague broke out. But the interesting thing I want to talk about is that because someone has stood in the midst of all that, stood between the living and the dead, between the undeserving and the deserving, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somebody stood between in the gap that only 14,700 plus 250 of his followers and Korah and his family died. It would have been much more than that. And you know, some people say, well, where was God in all this? It could have been a lot worse, but somebody stood in the gap. And so I want to talk about that because it's easy to, it's easy for people to stand up. People stand up for good people all the time. You know, people stand up for rich people all the time. It's amazing. Oh, like, yeah. Oh, that's my friend. Oh, he's got money. That's your friend.
That's your friend.
That's
now,
your friend.
Huh? Okay.
They say you win the lottery, you find out all your friends and your family and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you know, there's good people that people just will stand up for. But God stands up for everyone. He looks for everyone, anyone to stand up for everyone.
Yeah.
Including Pat.
Yeah.
And me.
Thank God.
And of course, John doesn't need intercession. No, he's walking on water and all that stuff. I mean, if he didn't walk on water, it'd be over his head anyway.
That's right. I had to. Right. Me and the Lord.
Yeah. But you think about it. So we're going to talk about that because there is our carnal nature, our sin nature, our self can get in the way of twisting the meaning of God. God does care. And so when he has a message of hope for folks who are in a time of crisis that are going to end up in a time of disaster, he has you deliver that. He's not wanting you to deliver it for a fire to come down on people's head. He's wanting you to deliver it in hopes that they would repent and then he could relent and no longer would that have to happen. So he wouldn't have to destroy the land. So we're going to talk about that, how to stand between the living and the dead. And the truth is, if that you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I mean, you're dead in your sins. But you can be made alive in Jesus Christ. The ultimate intercessor we'll talk about is Jesus himself. This is the heart of God, intercession. It's kind of strange in the way that we think, because you wouldn't think the creator of the universe would actually put somebody between him and them to see if somebody cares, you know?
Right.
But he did. He put his son, his perfect son, his sinless son, in between mankind and himself so that he could have a relationship with people who are like Korah, who are in rebellion and prodigals that gone astray. There's somebody just standing in the gap for him. And quite often you hear folks going like, I see what you mean, God, take him out. And that was Jonah, a reluctant intercessor. We'll be talking about that, but a reluctant intercessor. Jonah, he just showed up and mumbled a few words. You're going to die. Mm. You deserve it. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. And they listened. It's probably the worst message he ever preached. And they listened, and against his will, but in the will of God, they repented. And God relented and changed his plans for destroying the land. So truly, he looks for someone to stand between the living and the dead. And I just think that's so, so very important. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.